This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, AirAsia CEO dumped shares days before flight disappeared, and the food vape joins us. Right now, we're talking to Catholics. I asked Catholics to call in and give me your take on Pope Francis coming out and saying we got to do something about climate change. I mean, it's been a proven fraud. It's global government. And it's just outrageous. Now, the Catholic Church, from my research, and I'm not Catholic, but I've done lay research, is very diverse around the world. As the last caller mentioned, the African leadership of the Catholic Church is very conservative, exposes the UN, the whole world government agenda, because they've been under it. Central and South America, the communists basically took it over. And that's where old Pope Francis comes from. And, I mean, my goodness, you tell a tree by its fruits, might as well make him the head of the UN or something, in my view. But what do you do about something like this? Ron in Canada, what's your take on this?
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good. I just want to say one thing. It's about Catholics. Have you ever heard of something called the Know-Nothings? I just want to say what they are to your listeners. The Know-Nothings were an anti-Catholic political group in the United States in the 1840s and 1850s who claimed that the Irish and Roman Catholic immigrants to the United States would be controlled by the Pope for anti-American purposes. Okay? So I'm not surprised if this is going on. What do you got to say on that?
Well, I mean, the Catholic Church was neutral to a great extent, but also joined in some of the Revolutionary War stuff to get out from under Britain. So if you study the history of it, I really didn't see the Catholic Church trying to stop the formation of the Republic. If anything, it was on the side of setting it up, though there was something that big. There was multiple things going on. But, yeah, the UN, the IMF, World Bank, all these organizations, the big Fortune 100 and the Catholic Church as a whole are pushing open borders now that will end the country as we know it. So that's where I stand on this. I mean, I am against carbon taxes. It is a eugenics death sentence, and I want to get Lord Monckton on to speak about this.
Have you ever heard of something called the Grey Wolves, a Bulgarian secret service?
What do you know? I've heard that term before. Refresh my memory.
Pope John Paul II's 1981 attempted assassination. Various theories have been brought forward in regards to the attempt by Mehmet Ali Agha to kill Pope John Paul II.
Aware of that. Well, look, I mean, that's something good the Catholic Church did trying to bring down the Soviet Union. That's what I mean. I just don't think it's one monolithic thing. It's like any big institution, but this is a really bad turn in my view. Who do you think was really behind the attempted killing of Pope John Paul II?
I think the CIA. I honestly think the CIA is involved in almost every assassination there has ever been, including President Kennedy. I want to get your take on the Catholics and Hitler. How were the Catholics involved in the Nazi movement?
Well, the fascists took over Italy, and so at that point, the Catholic Church didn't have a lot they could do either way. Some of the Catholics were for the Nazis, some were against. Some got persecuted, some weren't. My memory, this is a complex history. I think it was Pope Pius, wasn't it, who was in there at the time, went along with it, or I guess get politically taken out. You slice the other way. Then the Vatican was used to help get some of the Nazis out via the Rat Line Operation Paperclip, but they also used British intelligence and others. So that's what I mean. It just seems like it's all part of one big operation. So there you've got my historical take on that. And this from someone that the Catholic bashers claim is a secret Jesuit assassin priest.
I just try to cover the real history without getting a bunch of infighting going on. I want to promote the basic ideas of liberty, and I think in many people's hearts, regardless of what your religion is, that desire is there.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones here now into hour number two as we accelerate towards 2015. How many more live broadcasts do we have? We have today the 29th. We have tomorrow the 30th and the 31st. And I'll be live on New Year's Eve with a review of the year and looking forward. We're preparing something really special for New Year's Day. We've never done this before, and I'm going to leave it as a surprise, but the rebroadcast, a lot of it will be new recordings I'm going to do over the next few days with some other interesting stuff. So Thursday, New Year's Day, we will not be live. I will be live on Friday the 2nd, though. A lot of talk show hosts end up taking off basically a week of Christmas and this week, but I missed some over the last few weeks, so I was here every day last week but Christmas, and I'm going to be here live as well on New Year's Eve. I do have family issues with my grandmother and other things I got to deal with tomorrow. I get to deal with tomorrow. And so I'm going to be taking off tomorrow. David Knight is going to be here. That was a decision I just made this morning to spend time with my grandmother. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll be back New Year's Day unless other things come up, but I should be here. I'll just Not going to go into it. People can probably... Anyways, so I won't be here tomorrow, but David Knight will be with Paul Joseph Watson and a big lineup. And then I will be here New Year's Eve and then the second as well. Vani Hari, the food babe, is going to be joining us here in a second to break down the anatomy of how they try to assassinate your character and why they're firing at her so much with some of the great successes she's been having mobilizing the grassroots. And what she's done is a template, really, of success. Also, coming up in the next hour, this is so incredible. When I woke up this morning and I saw this headline, Michael Savage changing radio show format to become a life coach. Now, Michael Savage, I would say, is one-third political, hardcore conservative firebrand, one-third doctor of botany. Believe me, he knows his stuff. I've done a lot of research into it, and I listened to him. He knows what he's talking about. And then one-third life coach and storyteller. He's one of the only syndicated hosts I can listen to. And he's not a complete egomaniac either. Other hosts are such egomaniacs on average. Limbaugh isn't. He has guest hosts. But other than Limbaugh and Savage, egomania does not even begin to touch it. I mean, some of the national talk show hosts I know and other people know actually think they're Christ. People could probably imagine who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to go there. There's nothing worse than being around someone that thinks they're God. But what's amazing is I had privately told my family and crew and everyone that we needed to start having more of the show be about self-help and life coaching and how to skin a buck, how to run a trot line, how to be personable, how to start a business. Track new startup businesses that can be successful, because my family and myself personally, I mean, I did business before I did radio and TV when I was like 16 to 20, and everything I did was successful. Didn't matter if it was sales or oil painting or marketing or working on a golf course for one summer. I'd already been promoted being there 2 weeks because I'd work. I was already being paid basically double. Little secrets to life, like, don't say no problem when someone says thank you. Say, my pleasure. Little things like that. Because that's how we're going to defeat the New World Order, is by making the individual successful and letting the individual know how the world really works. I mean, I've said this many times, that knowing how the world really works doesn't just make you informed. It makes you wealthy compared to people around you. The globalists obsess over this. There's a reason the Syrian and Japanese and German and Dutch and British government and Russian government listen to this broadcast. It's come out in the news. They listen. I've had the former head of the German CIA on, Andres von Bülow, who thanked me for helping him wake up to 9/11 and researching it and wrote his book. I'm not bragging. I'm saying figuring out how the world really works, the common sense, it's in all the history books, it's in all the globalist white papers. Read Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, 1,100 pages. Read The Anglo-American Establishment. Read The Technotronic Era by Brzezinski. Read Men in Power, a political retrospective by the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. Read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and read about fluoride in the water of the concentration camps. Read IBM and the Holocaust by Black. Is that Black on? That won a Pulitzer Prize, didn't it? So did Shearer's. Read Order of the Death's Head. Read the Secret Wartime Report, Declassified the Mind of Adolf Hitler. Read the Declassified Reports on Joe Stalin. Read The Battle for Gaul, written by Julius Caesar. Read the writings of Fidel Castro. Read the Communist Manifesto. Read Das Kapital. Read Che Guevara's racist book against Hispanics, and you see Hispanics wearing Che Guevara shirts, it'd be like Blacks wearing a Hitler shirt, or Jews wearing a Hitler shirt. Knowledge will set you free, ladies and gentlemen. It will empower you. Now, coming up, Asia Air CEO dumped shares days before flight disappeared. We'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to keep our guests for the rest of the hour, but I'll hit news at the bottom of the hour. LAPD... Police in Florida, you name it, are all getting shot at and ambushed. It's on the crest of a race slash cop war starting. All run by the Justice Department. By the way, the Justice Department got caught funding one of these organizations. But when I say great minds think alike, Michael Savage is making the right move to shift a lot of the format into life coaching. Because people, I was thinking about this in the shower this morning. And we're going to our guest. We now know there's a global government. Back when we were trying to prove there's a global government and a corporate takeover, crony capitalist, anti-free market plan, back when we were trying to prove GMO was killing lab animals, back when we were trying to prove aspartame would make you go blind, back when we were trying to prove autism was increasing and linked to vaccines, back when we were trying to prove the Federal Reserve was run for profit and private. Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor 18 years ago, 20 years ago. Now it's passed the House twice, set to pass the Senate to audit it and basically start abolishing it. This show, and I've told my crew this, is passé unless we really start educating people about the minutiae of history, also the big ideas, getting people to think outside the New World Order box about how beautiful and big the universe is and how beautiful humanity is and how much potential we have. And then also discredit and attack the globalists. But we've gotten to the point now where most people go, yeah, man, I know you're right. What do we do about it? And more than ever, if people learn to help themselves, they'll then learn to fight tyranny. But you first got to have some success in your own life. And so I intend to shift the format of this show, 20-30% more, into bona fide self-help reports, factoids, kind of an encyclopedia of videos and articles on every subject. I want to go to the next level, and by the grace of God, I hope I have the energy, and I hope I have the crew to do it, and I think I do, so thank you all for your prayers. Now, that said, why are we having the food babe on the show, Vani Hari? Forward by Mark Hyman, M.D., The Food Babe Way, a new book coming out in February. We're going to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an advanced copy. Break free from the hidden toxins in your food and lose weight, look years younger, and get healthier in just 21 days. She's only been around a few years, was kind of on the Obama bandwagon, woke up to that. Well-spoken, good-looking, good common sense stuff. Her campaign's working with alternative media and new media. We're going to skip this network break so yes, she has more time. Have been devastating. She's been having victory after victory after victory on GMO labeling, on labeling what's in the beer, on just basically everything she's done because she's reached out to the public. And they're scared of a poster girl who's well-spoken, cute, funny, charming. And so now they've started a demonization campaign against her. She wanted to talk some about that today, but I want to talk about it to say, good job. When you're in a bomber flying over the enemy area, that the SAM missiles are going to be coming up, and the anti-aircraft flak's going to be coming up. You're not going to be getting flak unless you're over the target. So we'll talk about some of the new news, some of the new things she's involved in, what she's done with McDonald's getting them to change things, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Kraft, Whole Foods, Mao's Southwest Grill, or Moe's Southwest Grill. It's got the attention of the Democratic National Convention, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture on GMO labeling, you name it. And so what she's done is a blueprint for others to have success. Not just get up here and tell you how successful InfoWars.com is or what I've been able to do. Some people can't stand listening to me. Sometimes I can't stand hearing a rebroadcast. Different strokes for different folks, different views. But overall, transparency, liberty, freedom, choice, real diversity. Renaissance versus Dark Age, liberty versus tyranny, freedom versus oppression, light instead of darkness. That's what it's all about, helping humanity, believing in humanity. That's what's going to save us. The establishment tells us how ugly and bad we are and how we're failed all day. And that we all need to kill each other. That's how we're going to get ahead. Turn grandma off, have death panels, abortions, shoot some cops, race war. No, no, no. If we are altruistic, upright, informed people, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson. So, Food Babe, foodbabe.com. Ms. Hari, great to have you back with us. Great job. I want to talk about some of the attacks you've been under. and some of the demonization that's going on as the tide turns. I don't want to spend too much time on that. I want to get into some of the successes you've had and then what's coming in the future. But you can really feel the wave that you and others are riding, that this show is riding with our health news. People are really waking up. They're pulling the fructose corn syrup out of most things, the candy, you name it, the ketchup. I mean, everywhere I turn, the bisphenol A is getting taken out. There is such a huge awakening happening, and you're right there at the tip of the spear, so we salute you.
Thank you so much for having me on here, Alex. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be back here because, you know, as you know, when I launch certain petitions, you fielded my research first, and I know that had a huge impact in getting these companies to change. And so, you know, one of the things that's been happening as of late is, you know, and this is something that I didn't realize because, you know, I didn't set out to be an activist. It was really an accident that it happened. And it was my own weight issues, it was my own health issues, and just feeling really terrible about myself that eventually allowed me to have this wake-up call, this light bulb moment to take control over my health and say no to what the food industry was telling me and the professionals were telling me and use some basic common sense. And that's the message behind all of the activism that I've been a part of, which is we need to have transparency about what we are eating, and we need the food chemicals and the food additives that the food industry is using to make us addictive and to make food taste better than it should and to make the food industry's pockets richer out of our food, because what that is doing is it's providing no nutritional benefit to the consumer, and it's only providing benefit to the food industry. And what we see, the alarming rates of obesity and cancer and heart disease and diabetes, there's something that needs to be done. And right now, the food industry has gone completely unregulated. I mean, they have self-regulation when it comes to approving these additives at the FDA level.
Which are really drugs, which is their big secret that makes them addictive. Your camera switch from external mic to internal, I'm going to give you a moment to try to switch to external or because you're got really bad reverb, and I want folks to be able to hear what you have to say. Spend about a minute working on that. We're going to come back to you. Let me read to you some of the successes she's had with campaigns she started with a website and her activism with Facebook and other platforms just a couple years ago, and she's also thanked this broadcast. You, the listeners, deserve a big part of that credit. She's launched a bunch of these campaigns on this show, so I'm very proud of our listeners. Cheerios. Removing GMO sugar from original Cheerios. Chick-fil-A announced plans to serve chicken raised without antibiotics in all of its restaurants within 5 years and is now phasing that in. Subway removed a chemical, it's basically plastic, I can't even pronounce it, from their bread. That became a big national story. Pizza Hut, Bimbo Bakeries, Martin's Potato Bread, Nature's Own, Olive Garden, Starbucks, and Publix Grocery Store have announced they also have removed it. And that was an InfoWars exclusive. Panera Bread announced it will remove artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, preservatives, starting basically now, next year. Anheuser-Busch and Miller Brewing, as well as Coors, announced that they will publish ingredients for the first time and did in June of 2014. And we helped her launch that. Very proud of our listeners there. You did it. Starbucks told the press that they are working on removing Class 4 caramel coloring from their drinks and considering listing ingredients on their website. They've now done that. White Wave, who owns Silk Horizon, announced plans to remove all of these different types of chemicals from their products. GMO labeling initiative in Oregon lost only by 837 votes. Wall Street Journal reported that more meat manufacturers are dumping antibiotics. Powerful entities have a financial incentive to try to discredit me, this is her writing, in the work that the Food Babe Army is doing to secure a healthy, unpolluted food supply. Vance Crowe, the director of Millennials at Monsanto, says he is, quote, paid to stop fear and called Vonnie Hari a snake oil salesman. Massive Monsanto advertising campaign in Oprah magazine, Food Network, etc. to counter her. Companies have spent over $105 million to fight GMO labeling. I mean, if they're so great, just let us know. And then it just goes on. If they are spending this much money to hide our right to know if they are eating GMOs, then why wouldn't they spend some more money to hire people to discredit me and others in this movement? And we're having so many other victories. Please continue breaking this down, Food Babe.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, what's really interesting is that the media has tried to spin this to make it a story about me and not a story about the food industry. They want to take the focus off what the food industry has been doing and getting away with and make the story about me. They want to call me a fear monger. You know, what's more scary, not knowing what we're eating or continuing allowing these food chemists, these food companies, and these giant chemical companies continue to pollute our food right under our noses without us having the right to know? You know, what's more scary, and who do you trust? Do you trust the food industry that wants you to buy their products? Do you trust the food chemists that develop these additives? Are you trusting the director of millennials, Vance Crowe, at Monsanto for messaging? I mean, he has literally stated verbatim on Twitter that he is paid to take down snake oil salesmen like myself. He called me a snake oil salesman. I mean, that someone who is promoting organic, non-GMO food, food without these additives, food that other countries have safeguarded their citizens for, food that these same companies have taken out these additives for other people in other countries, and going after me and going after this message. And when they come after me, when they say that looking at food ingredients is fear mongering, or that knowing about what's in your food is taking it too far, it leads to an eating disorder, what they're doing is they're trying to discredit the entire real food movement. And right now, people are fed up. They want these additives out of their food. They want more access to real food, and they want access to healthier food, and they don't want to be conned by what's on the label. I mean, just look at Subway. Subway for years was telling you to eat fresh by eating at their stores. Meanwhile, they're putting plasticizers in their bread. We need to really rise up together, and we need to hold these food companies accountable. And that's what I've made my mission to do. And it's because of the health issues that I turned around. I mean, I went from 6 to 8 prescription drugs to 0 when I started looking at the ingredients in my food and moving towards an organic, non-GMO, real food diet. And in my book, The Food Babe Way, which you guys have an advanced copy, but this book is going to give people the plan, the tactics, the habits, everything they need to know in order to navigate this overprocessed world we live in, where the food industry is making the conversation out there. They're the ones deciding what to put on Food Network during the commercial break. I mean, the fact that Monsanto has had to go on this massive PR campaign, putting ads in Oprah magazine, putting ads on the radio and on a Pandora station. I mean, it's everywhere. And the fact that they've had to hire people to physically and literally go after activists like myself and Vanda Nashiba and so many others proves that they are losing this debate. They are losing this game. The consumers want access to real food that isn't tainted with their chemicals, and we're going to rise up because together, I know, we're going to be able to change the industry. One of the things that's in this book, The Food Babe Way, is Dr. Mark Hyman actually wrote the foreword, and something that he says in the foreword is just, it gives me chills every time I read it. And that's, if everybody were to follow the habits in The Food Babe Way, the food industry as we know it today would crumble. And a new innovation and new creativity would take root. And that's what I'm looking for, is a system that we can all be part of and we can eat, because we don't have a choice not to eat food. And we can be healthy as a nation together and reverse the rise of disease.
I'll continue. We're about to go to break, but I want to talk more about the big successes you've had when we come back. But continue.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is what they're doing is they're taking a play right out of the tobacco playbook. Back in the 1970s, they said that the consumer advocates, the ones that were speaking out against secondhand smoke, were causing smokeophobia and cancerophobia. And these were the same scientists that worked for Harvard Medical School that went on record in front of Congress and said, you know what? We don't have the scientific data that shows that secondhand smoking causes cancer. But we all know how that ended. And what I'm saying here is that the media needs to look at the scientists that are looking at the food additives from an independent perspective. Not the people who belong to the IFT that are funded by Monsanto and Kraft and Coca-Cola.
Well, how dare you speak out, food babe? You're terrible. We'll have to demonize you. Stay there. I'm Alex Jones, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Food Babe, foodbabe.com, Bonnie Hari is our guest. The reason we've got her on is she's a blueprint for success. Just as InfoWars is a blueprint for success, or DrudgeReport.com is a blueprint for success, for alternative, outside-the-system ideas. Doesn't mean we all agree with each other on every issue. We're going to go back to her in a moment. I'm going to hit a few news stories that I mentioned first, but just think about it. We've gone from 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food basically anywhere in this country that hadn't had deadly pesticides used on it or wasn't GMO to some extent. Now it is displacing all of the garbage. Heinz ketchup a couple years ago got rid of fructose corn syrup and went to sugar, non-GMO sugar.
I know Coke and Pepsi have been talking about going back to sugar, which tastes great anyway. You ever had a Mexican Coke? It's like an old-fashioned Coke when you were a kid. I quit liking Cokes when I went to high-fructose corn syrup. Fries your pancreas, a bunch of other stuff. The diet drinks, it's now mainstream news, mainstream studies, cause diabetes and cause you to get fat. They just fry your body. Aspartame. I could go on for hours about all the big victories, but everywhere you go, you see it. With the bisphenol A being taken out of the plastics, to on and on and on. Mainly because women in this country got informed. And women listen to other women like the food babe. And her info is just mainline research, mainline studies, mainline common sense. Hey, shouldn't you be able to label something that it's GMO? And we're not talking about GMO where you cross two pumpkins. That's hybridization. That's how they confuse people. The old fake conservative line where they got conservatives in the last few decades to get on board for GMO is George Washington Carver crossed plants. Yeah, he crossed different types of corn or different types of soybeans to make an edible soybean. Crossing plants is natural. Sticking insect genes in them or fish genes in them or human genes in them or having corn grow HIV virus, look that up, pharmacological, and thousands of other glowing, I remember 15 years ago, BBC reported in Hong Kong you could buy glowing monkeys, glowing cats, and glowing puppies for like $1,000. Look it up. Type in glowing cats, glowing monkeys for sale. You can now buy them in the U.S., and I know people that know folks who have them. Rich people have glow-in-the-dark monkeys and cats in America that are part jellyfish. I'm not kidding. It's on screen. Just type glowing monkey in. Glowing mice. Glowing cats. Type in buy glowing pets. Buy glowing monkeys. Type glowing monkeys for sale. It's in Hong Kong. You may even get the 15-year-old article. The point is, we're in Buck Rogers land. This isn't George Washington Carver, who was a master at hybridization, which helped us and did a lot of great yields. They go, oh, people don't want to have rice that can grow in less water. You know, they're racist, or people don't want to. No, this could feed the world, but you don't want Bill Gates involved in it, and you certainly want it labeled. BT corn has about 1,000 times higher naturally occurring toxin in it than it naturally occurs. Yes, it's a natural toxin that keeps bugs from eating it because it tastes bad. It kills bugs that eat it. In the natural world, it doesn't. It just makes them sick and they don't like it. I remember talking to farmers 20 years ago who talked about their hogs wouldn't eat GMO corn. And if they got them to eat it, they would die. Now that's in the news, that it's linked to pigs dying and being infertile. Do you understand that when they can afford them, they don't use lab rats that we're closely associated with. They use pigs. Pigs are the most closely associated animal to Homo sapiens sapien. In drug testing, you can take a pig heart, folks, over a baboon heart. They work better. Pigs die when they eat it. Now, I'm ranting. I said I'd go to our guest. I'm going to shut up and give her the floor. Let me get into this headline. Half of children will be autistic by 2025, warns senior research scientist at MIT. Natural Health USA, Infowars.com. I mean, this is big, folks. I wish the Pope would come out against GMO, but oh, no, no, no. The Bible says don't mix the seed. The Pope won't talk about that, though. Air Asia CEO dumped shares days before flight disappeared. Move prompt speculation. Tony Fernandez had prior knowledge. Infowars.com. Asia Air CEO dumped 944,800 shares in Tune Insurance Holdings, BHD, the organization that provides travel insurance for Asia Air passengers, just days before the disappearance of flight QZ8501. That's three flights connected to Malaysia disappearing this year. Something's going on. On December 26th, the Malaysian Insider reported that Fernandez, the founder of Tune Group SDN BHD, which owns Asia Air, had sold a total of 944,800 shares in Tune Insurance Holdings, with 850,000 shares being dumped on December 22nd, others, 94,800 being sold the day after. Very suspicious, just like United American put options at about four times the previous record in the week leading up to it that was linked to Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA. Source on that, AP Reuters, broke in the Bild German newspaper. And this article goes on to break down the 9/11 information, tying it into that, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up after our guest leaves us, media companies and executives on the hot seat in 2015. And that ties into reality TV facing its own reality, a ratings slump. We're nearing the media singularity. I'll talk about it, a term I've coined, in the next hour. Right now, back to the Food Babe. Food Babe, thanks for holding there. I know we got your audio dialed up and tuned in now. So, again, thank you for spending time with us in the twilight of 2014. I want you to get into more successes, but first off, what's big on the radar screen? We know the empire's striking back. They're approving all these new GMO potatoes, you name it. What should we be most focused on right now, and what are you planning to target next?
Well, you know, Alex, I won't be able to tell you my target today, but I'll tell you exactly what we need to focus on as a nation is we need to focus on, number one, transparency. When a company won't give you the list of ingredients in their food, you should automatically know that you shouldn't be eating that food. And that goes for big companies. I'm talking companies like Starbucks, who before a blog post that I wrote in regards to the pumpkin spice latte went viral, before my investigation on them that came out in 2012, they were basically getting away with saying that they were a pretty healthy company, that they were removing high fructose corn syrup, they were removing artificial ingredients for their food, but for their main bread and butter, their drinks, the coffee drinks, the frappuccinos, the lattes, all of those things, they have never once put the ingredient list online for those items like their competitors do, like Dunkin' Donuts does. And so for this long, and up until this point where they finally committed to do this after, you know, huge wave of media attacked them for not being transparent, they basically told the public, you know what, drink our coffee because it's the best, and we're not going to tell you what's in it. And that's the type of scenario that I say the American public should fight back, and they should also say, you know what, I'm not going to support companies that don't tell us what's in their food. The same goes for Papa John's. Papa John's is a huge, giant manufacturer of food, has one of the most popular pizza chains in the United States. Even their labeling on their marketing says better ingredients, better pizza. Well, how do we know if it's better ingredients if they don't label their ingredients that they're selling to the American public? If you look at Domino's, you look at Pizza Hut, you look at any of their competitors, they post their ingredients online for the American public to view and see and find out what they're eating. But Papa John's does not. So that's another company that's getting away with not being transparent that I think needs to change. An entire industry, for as long as they've been in existence, has gotten away with not putting the ingredients on the label. And that's, and what I'm talking about here is actually chapter number 7 in my book, The Food Babe Way. I'm actually giving out this chapter early if you want to read it. If you pre-order the book and you send me your receipt at bonus@foodbabe.com, I'll send you this chapter so you can read it before New Year's Eve. But it's all about how the alcohol industry has gotten away with not putting the ingredients on beer, on liquor, and on wine. And I investigate these companies in this chapter, and I show you what's actually in the most popular beers now that we know some of the ingredients because of Anheuser-Busch's commitment to start listing them. But I start asking other brands, and then also the same brands of wine, you know, what is this GMO yeast that wine companies have developed to produce the wine cheaper and faster? You know, I expose those companies in this chapter, as well as the liquor companies that are adding artificial flavors, artificial coloring. And, you know, one thing is clear, you know, Alex, you know that alcohol is a class one carcinogen. It's not a healthy thing for your liver. You're not going to be a healthy person by drinking all the time. But the The American public has the right to know what they're drinking. And also, as a healthy individual like myself or my husband or anybody else who tries to live as free from these additives as possible, we want to know what's in our alcohol. And one thing that really drives me crazy is that these scientists and other skeptics that are speaking out against this transparency want to continue having this information hidden from the public, but they also want us to make us feel stupid for asking. They're like, if alcohol is bad for you, why do you care that all these other additives are added? Well, I'll tell you why you should care. Because the food industry, along with the tobacco industry and the alcohol industry, are working together and spending billions of dollars trying to figure out how to make you addicted to certain flavors and tastes. And if they're adding that already into alcohol, which is addictive in nature by itself, you have the right to know as an individual. There is papers, sure, leaked papers from 2006 and earlier in the 80s up until 2001, where it showed that Kraft and Philip Morris, who were owned by the same company back in the day, they no longer are, but they were owned by the same company, were working together to figure out how the brain works on how to create that addictive taste. You're telling me the alcohol industry hasn't also used that research? Yeah, they have.
And so let's expand on that. I mean, we know where Colonel Sanders' secret ingredient came from. This is on record. It's mainstream news for folks who want to look it up. The Japanese military, after World War I, couldn't get Japanese soldiers to eat the horrible, basically rotten horse meat because the Japanese were into quality. They would follow orders. They just wouldn't eat and starve. They wouldn't even complain. They just wouldn't eat. So they started putting MSG, just total brain damage, total cell death, excitotoxins. I've had brain surgeons, scientists. There's all these studies that we have the last 20 years. All they knew was it made troops eat it. You could feed them garbage. So they took that. Kentucky Fried Chicken used that. So many old people I know that have Alzheimer's, if you can get them off of MSG to stop eating Doritos and stuff, suddenly their minds come back quite a bit. It's chronic inflammation in the brain. That's what vaccines do to kids. But notice how the left wants to push carbon taxes on carbon dioxide to tax it worldwide while ignoring GMO and things that are on record bad. That shows how the fake environmentalism, in my view, covers up all the real stuff that shouldn't be about left or right. I should know that something has BT corn that has a pesticide in it that kills the bugs that eat it. I mean, that's a no-brainer that I should know that bisphenol A is an estrogen mimicker and totally will screw up a man or a woman. I mean, I don't want to go on estrogen. Sorry, I'm not, you know, trying to become a transvestite or a tranny. And if somebody wants to do that, that's great. They can go become that. I'm not even attacking, you know, transsexuals or whatever. The point is, I don't want to be one. I want to be a man. And so this is social engineering, and you're right. They've known for 100 years through the eugenics movement, and Bertrand Russell wrote about this in two books. He said diet injections and injunctions. Diet, injections, and injunctions, the courts. So diet, vaccines, and the courts will make rebellion against the superclass and the controlling class as hard as sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton. So sheep revolting against the practice of humans eating sheep. They said, we're rendering you down into basically animals. How else could, 10 years ago we learned that McDonald's and others were putting a plastic emulsifier in the nuggets. I mean, it's amazing that they've gotten away with this. Go ahead, I'm ranting.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, it's so crazy about this is that MSG, you know, it does affect the brain, according to the research done by Russell Blaylock. And by the way, you know, I've got a list of 10 pages of different scientists and chemists that are actually studying food additives and have seen risks. And some of these scientists are all over the globe. Some of them are here in the United States, and I wish the media would actually contact me for this list and start interviewing these people instead of the skeptic scientists that, you know, make it their job to speak out against anyone who's trying to protect the public and look for a different solution than the pharmaceuticals and the screwed up system that we live in. But if you look at MSG, what the thing that an average person like myself can really benefit from. And you look at MSG, and there's like, in my book, there's a page where I list all of the different hidden names of MSG. If you avoid these chemicals in food, which they're in the majority of the processed foods on conventional supermarket shelves, and even in Whole Foods, they have some of these hidden ingredients. If you avoid them, you're going to start taking back your taste buds. You're going to start taking back control of any addictive behavior you have towards food. And if you want to lose weight, if you want to start feeling better, start eliminating this additive. Because I tell you, you're going to stop having your mouth water when you drive past McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or Wendy's or a Burger King or a Domino's Pizza or a Papa John's. All of these companies are using these addictive additives so that we continue to buy their food. And the food chemists are figuring out how to create more addiction and trying to synthesize flavors together so that we continue to buy this food. And what I'm telling people...
I mean, just to interrupt you, we're going to break, but I mean, a great example is Pepsi using fetal tissue in their flavor development and testing. That shows how far this nightmare has gone. Or take cigarettes. We all now know that most of the research went into, in some cases, over 300 chemicals they would add to cigarettes to make them more addictive, to where you're actually addicted to something like crack that's even more carcinogenic than the tobacco itself. It shows the conspiracy that's inherent in all of this. Food Babes, stay there. We're coming up with the final segment, then open phones and a ton of news in the third hour.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
All right, Food Babe is our guest, foodbabe.com. And really all I'm trying to say today, and I get really excited when she's on, is we can have success. We can make a better world. We can inform others. But you're not going to find mainstream dinosaur media that's full of drug ads and GMO food ads and McDonald's ads telling you that. And I was never a huge fast food person, but I ate it a few days a week for lunch. And I remember I'd always get a headache and feel bad after I ate it. And even nicer restaurants sometimes, I can eat something and tell it had preservatives because I'll feel bad. And over time, you can taste something and tell it has preservatives, and I just won't eat it because I don't want the headache. I don't want the zits. I don't want the weight gain. And then you think about the school lunch program, cut back the calories as if it's calories that are bad, but was full of GMO and aspartame. And I mean, I don't mean to get the food babe off on a rant about that, but it's just crazy. Since when does the federal government tell our kids what to eat in school and tell parents they can't pack them lunches, but then when the feds make you eat what they want you to eat, it's GMO. It's just crazy. I mean, we know Michelle Obama eats organic and has that garden in the White House. Why would they do something like that, food babe?
Well, I want to read you this quote, and this is really telling to how screwed up our food system is today and the FDA. This is from the Deputy Commissioner of the FDA, Michael Taylor, to the Washington Post last summer. Okay, this is just this past summer in 2014. We do not know the volume of particular chemicals that are going into the food supply so we can diagnose trends. We do not know what is going in post-market. Basically, there is no information that the FDA can even provide reporters or the media or anyone about the amount of chemicals the American public is consuming. And on top of that, nobody is studying the cumulative effect of all these chemicals together. The chemicals that you eat in your Egg McMuffin at breakfast, and then the food chemicals that you eat at lunch when you go out to Panera Bread or you go out to Subway, and the food chemicals that are in the processed foods that you bring home to feed your family at night. Nobody's testing the cumulative effect of all these chemicals in our body at once. And what I'm asking for everyone to consider is to start using just some basic common sense. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a nutritionist. Actually, you can become your own nutritionist with my book, because I'm going to teach you how to be an expert label ingredient reader. And I'm also going to teach you what those ingredients mean. And I'm going to show you how to avoid them. And I'm going to show you the habits, the actual habits that I taught myself on how to live in this overprocessed world while still enjoying life, while still eating the things that I love to eat and still having sweets and still having alcohol every once in a while and having these different things. But instead, take back my taste buds and take back my body from this industry that has decided to pollute it.
And by the way, in my experience, when folks who are really addicted to fast food go off of it, you will go through withdrawals and get sick. I mean, this is no joke.
And I designed this book. It's a 21-day plan. So each day, you're going to develop one new habit. So it's going to take you gradually through, eventually, breaking your grip from the food industry, breaking free from the toxins in your food. You're going to lose weight. You're going to feel younger. I'm telling you, I feel younger now, which is crazy to think about, than I did 15 years ago. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm 15 years older, and I feel better now, and I have more energy, and I'm actually able to provide back more to the world.
No, I do too. Vani Hari, thank you so much. Foodbabe.com.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to sit down and read your book, and I'm going to try to do the 21-day The Food Babe Way. Great job, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, please don't forget we have InfoWarsLife.com. I feel younger than I did 15 years ago. And it's the X2, it's the Super Male Vitality, it's all the products at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast as well.
Thank you.
Stay with us, third hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.